one of the best lines in the 1980 presidential debates between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter was when Reagan said the following. He said, "A recession is when your neighbor loses his job, a depression is when you lose your job, and a recovery is when Carter loses his job." So there's very, very sharp, sharp words. What he was saying is that the president, during a time of economic depression, is ultimately responsible. Ultimately responsible. Leadership bears responsibility for that which happens. And the same l'chora can be seen by Chazal's criticism of Noach, Ish Tzadik, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which refers to the waters of the Mabul as Ki Mei Noach Zosli, that these waters are referred to as the waters of Noach, as if he's at fault for the Mabul. Why? So Chazal tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu criticized Noach very harshly and said, "Raya, Shatya, you foolish shepherd, you should have davened for the salvation of humankind. You should have davened that they should be spared the terrible effects of the Mabul." Unlike Avraham, who when realizing that Sodom was going to be destroyed, stood there in tefillah, persistently trying to bargain, as it were, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to spare however many he could spare, Noah hears is going to be a Mabul, doesn't utter a word of defense or of prayer on behalf of the population of the world. Didn't care, apparently, enough about everybody else. And sadly, perhaps, what you see about Noach is that he lacked that sense of responsibility for others in a spiritual sense. I mean, responsibility spiritually for others. He was, as the pasuk tells us, an ish tzaddik, esol akim es halach Noach, but at the same time, Tushas Levi tells us that he was a tzaddik l'atzmo. He was what about himself spiritually? Esol akim es halach Noach, as him and God. He didn't attempt, perhaps didn't care enough to share some of that spiritual inspiration with those around him. And his lack of tefillah on their behalf perhaps reflected that sense of, as long as I do what I need to do for myself, the others and their spiritual failings are not my responsibility. He was an Ish Tzadik, Esol Akim Es Halach Noach. He interacted with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not with people around him. And in that sense, perhaps, to use the wording of Rabbi Dr. Jonathan Sachs, Noach was a tzaddik, but he wasn't a real leader. Because a real leader in Klal Yisrael is not just a tzaddik for himself, but is a mashpia on others as well. Leaders must take responsibility, must look to inspire not just themselves, but others around them. Noach lacked that sense of leadership. He lacked that sense of responsibility. He didn't daven for those around him. He was an ish tzaddik, esol akim es halach Noach. He was him and God, and did not express that same spiritual concern for others around him. And perhaps, I would suggest that that is the implicit message in a very fascinating Rashi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach after the Mabul to leave the Teva. The word used is Haitse Itach. Go out of the Teva. Pasuk says, Seim min ha-teva, go out of the Teva, you, your wife, your sons' wives, all the animals as well, Haitse Itach, take out with you. Rashi comments, it's read Haitse, take out with you, but it's written Hotse. Why? So Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, and more like him, tell everyone, leave the Teva, that's Haitse, and if they don't want to leave, then Hotse, bring them out by force, drag them out. Why would anybody not want to leave the Teva? It's been cooped up for a year. And what do you mean, forcibly remove them? Why do you care? If they want to stay in the Tate, that's their business. Who cares where they want to live the rest of their lives? Why Bal Korchach take them out? Perhaps the message is, living in the Teva represents isolation. I'm living in my own Dalat Amos. I don't want to interact with anybody else around me in the world around me. And God says that's not the way you're supposed to live life. Bal Korchach, drag him out. You need to live life as role models for others to inspire not just yourselves, but others as well. Rabbi Sachs suggests that it was this failure of Noach to look to inspire others that maybe was why his own great-grandson, Nimrod, was mamrid as ha'olam kulo against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How could that be? Noach's great-grandson, the grandson of Cham, people who were on the table, saw the marble, they saw the destruction of the world because of man's sins. Their own grandson and great-grandson is now going to rebel against God. Are you out of your mind? And the grandfather can't stop him, and the great-grandfather can't stop him. Tell the kid, you fool, look what happened. We were all destroyed. We were saved. What are you thinking? But if you're living your own Dalat Amos, spiritual isolation, you're not looking to inspire others to be mashpi on others, then others can easily go astray. Because no one is inspiring them. No one's guiding them. No one is taking responsibility for them spiritually. Why, though, did Noach fail in this regard? Why did he fail to inspire others? Why was he so locked up in his own spiritual Dalat Amos? So Kedushas Levi says a beautiful vart. She says, that's Pshat in Chazal, Noach miktane amanahoya. That Noach was a man of little faith. Says the Kedushas Levi, that's why he didn't daven for the rest of the world's population. Because a tzaddik who believes that he has the koach to mevatel gzeira through his tefillos will daven. But a tzaddik who thinks, who am I? Shuffle be'enov. I'm not capable. Why should I daven? What's it going to accomplish? If he lacked faith in himself, he therefore was able to avoid taking on responsibility for others because I'm not capable of inspiring anybody else. That was his fault. Didn't believe enough in himself. Incredible lesson. Kadosh Baruch Hu holds people responsible for failure to accomplish, for failure to inspire others, failure to succeed, even if that failure is a result of their own lack of faith in themselves. A person is responsible to try. It's not a question of, let me assess the probability. It's a question of, is there the possibility? You look at some of the greatest, most unbelievable success stories of Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Started a Kiryas Yeshiva with 5 Talmidim in 1974. 5 Talmidim. Built a worldwide empire, a Kiryas machine that is the most unbelievably successful operation that one can imagine, worldwide, funded with millions upon millions of dollars from around the world, being makar of tens of thousands of Jews. One man with 5 students in 1974. Such incredible hatzlacha. Because when people don't assess what's the probability of such a degree of success, but they rather look at to see whether there is the possibility of such a degree of success, then they are capable of that incredible success. Unbelievable. I probably shared this with you before, but there's a man in this neighborhood who decided he is going to go every week around different shuls in the neighborhood to raise money to buy food for the families of widows in Eretz Yisrael, for the families of divorced women in Eretz Yisrael, agrunos in Eretz Yisrael, who have pashut no food on their table. One guy, on his own, decides to start just walking into shuls every single week in this community, and a span of maybe 7 or 8 years has succeeded in raising $9-10 million, primarily from this neighborhood alone, primarily. Astounding. One guy, mostly concentrated in one neighborhood, every week can raise close to $10 million in 8 years or so. It's an incredible sum of money. One guy. Because he didn't care to ask himself, what's the probability of that degree of success? He said, is there the possibility of that degree of success? He felt a sense of responsibility for those who were in need and were lacking. And he tried and tried and tried and succeeded. In Avodas Hashem, when one recognizes that he is capable and responsible and has that belief and faith in his own ability to succeed, meets with incredible success. And in one's personal avodah also, clearly, any growth in Avodas Hashem only comes as a result of one's faith in oneself to do more and to be better and to succeed. Without that emunah in oneself, then you never get off the ground. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu yet will hold us responsible for why didn't you? Should have at least tried. You need to have first and foremost faith in yourself. Secondly, perhaps we can suggest as well that Noach had insufficient faith, not just in himself, but in others. Noach looks around and sees Kimala Ha'aretz Chamas. He sees the world is filled with all of the worst criminals. And he thinks to himself, why should I bother davening to these individuals? What hope is there for such an individual to turn around? These people are corrupt, morally, ethically corrupt. There is no hope for these individuals. They'll get what they deserve. I should try. I should bother. If you don't see the positive in other individuals, then, of course, you'll never, ever make an impact on them. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the rainbow as that bris, that os bris, that covenant with Noah? So Yosef Dov Soloveitchik once suggested that the rainbow is the spectrum of colors that one doesn't instantly see when you look at the ray of sunlight. It's all the hidden beauty in that ray of light. And Noach was being faulted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he didn't see the potential in the people around him to daven for their success, for their tshuva. He didn't bother with any kirov operations, inspirations, because he wasn't capable of seeing that rainbow spectrum of colors in the individuals around him. If a person looks out and sees only chamas, only evil, only negative, so of course he's going to retreat to his dav amos, lock himself in his room, and esol kim is halach enough, just me and God, and I have nothing to do with anybody else. To avoid such a tragedy from repeating itself, you have to recognize that you have the ability to impact somebody. You have that ability. The Kedushas Levi says, Eila Toldos Noach means, Noach was a person who his impact was limited to his sons. That was it. Noach has 3 sons. They were saved, nobody else. That's all he impacted. No one else. By Avram, you don't find that he was limited in his impact to only his children. Avram was Kor B'Shem Hashem wherever he went. He looked to impact so many others. Chazal tell us that Kol HaMelamed Es Ben Chaver Torah Ki'ilu Yolado. If somebody teaches someone else's son Torah, that becomes your toldos. You have given birth to him as well. There's no toldos Avram mentioned in the Psukim because Avram didn't limit himself to his sons and no one else. Avram was looking to inspire everyone and anyone that he could. You need to believe in the ability of others to grow and to do better and to do more and to improve in Avodas Hashem in order to look to inspire them. And finally, Why is it that Noach didn't care enough? Didn't have faith in himself, didn't have faith in others. But ultimately it comes down to the following. This is critical. He clearly felt no sense of responsibility for those around him. Why not? Says of Shimshon Pinchas, because if you don't view yourself as a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, it's not my business. I have nothing to do with it. I just work here. But if you recognize that we are shutfim in the Mekadesh Shem Hashem Ba'olam, perhaps take the Gemara Nida, that there are Gimel Shutfim Ba'adam, Father, Mother, and God. The message there is that we are partnering with God in the betterment of this world, in the Kiddush Shem Shemayim in this world. We are all partners. We all are owners of this enterprise together. Somebody owns something, he's much more invested in it. He's responsible for it. Lamashal, I worked for many years in Kashrus. I would go in and out of various stores and establishments. And when you have the opportunity to see the stores from the inside out, you get to see what maybe sometimes others do, others don't. And you see very quickly which stores are the ones that are in tip-top shape, which stores are the ones that are not exactly held to that standard. And sometimes what I noticed was the following interesting points. You can have two stores that perhaps are in the same business, catering to the same clientele, and one is in tip-top shape, and one is very much not. And what I noticed as the key critical difference was that the store in tip-top shape had the owner himself there every day throughout the day. The store, which was kind of substandard in terms of its operations, the owner wasn't there. He was a busy guy. He came in and out. He had someone else working for him who was manning the store. And it made a massive difference. The store where the owner was present, he was himself scrubbing the floors, hands and knees, shining the counters. This is his store. He's going to make it work. He's going to make it fly. And the store where just the employees were being paid to work there hour by hour, okay, it's dirty. Before the owner comes back, I'll do a quick mop. They're not invested. They don't care. They want their money. That's it. Store succeeds, doesn't succeed. I just want my salary. When you're invested because you're an owner, you care, you put work. It bothers you. You want to make it work. The person recognizes that he is not just working here, but as a partner in the enterprise of the Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Ba'olam. If we recognize that Kol Yisrael Ovdim Zeh B'Zeh, we each share responsibility for one another, then it should bother me if someone else is lagging and I can inspire. I should share that responsibility to make a positive impact in somebody else's life. And so Noach, who didn't feel that responsibility, perhaps lacked confidence in himself and his ability to make a difference. Perhaps he lacked confidence in the ability of those around him to improve themselves. But perhaps more so than any of the other, he felt that it wasn't his responsibility, period. Just works here. He didn't see himself as responsible as a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to improving those around him. Incredible story related by Amos Bunim, his biography of his father, Irving Bunim, A Fire in His Soul. He describes the years of World War II, how Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas here in America were scrambling, desperate, to try and rescue Jews from Europe. And there were a few hundred Jews, apparently, who the Rosh Hashivas at one time were working to try and bring into the United States. And Irving Bunim took Rav Avram Kalmanovich, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir in Brooklyn, to meet with Henry Morgenthau, who was the Secretary of the Treasury. Jewish man, obviously, who had access to the administration to the White House, to the president. And he went with Rav Kalmanovich to meet this Mr. Morgenthau. He wasn't a religious Jew, but a Jew who identified as Jewish nonetheless. And when they presented their request to Mr. Morgenthau, how there's a few hundred Jews who are looking to escape Europe, and they need help getting visas for them to come to the States, Mr. Morgenthau responded by saying, "I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do to help you." And Rav Kalmanovich fainted on the spot, dropped to the floor. And as Morgenthau was so shocked that this man would just faint, literally lose consciousness, drop to the floor in a terror. He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, what are you? Okay, whatever I can do to help you." Here was a guy who thought, "Not my business, I don't care." Then he sees another Jew who, to him, this is his brother's. Mamash felt a sense of achrayus for every other Jew. And if he couldn't help them, the possibility of their remaining in Europe was so dreadful and so horrible to him that he literally fainted on the floor on the spot. It's a Jew who cares. It's a Jew who sees himself as a shutuf, as a member of the family. He shares responsibility. It all comes down to how we feel about one another. Responsibility to impact others. Recognizing that who we are and how we act makes a difference, not just for ourselves, but for those around us. And having that confidence in ourselves to make a positive impact on those we interact with. Wonderful Shabbos. Have a great day.